Today's kernel is going out to Trisha Haley Brown on Instagram. We had a great conversation about my fancy snack habits and the perils of gas station shrimp. So Trisha, thanks again for all the support here on the show, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. Back towards the end of May, I got the chance to join Gary and Shannon over on KFI AM 640. It's a local radio station out here in Los Angeles, and we got to talk about all kinds of things. We talked about cryptocurrency scams and the situation with unemployment, along with some technical difficulties on my side. So I'm going to share a clip from that conversation with you, and I hope you enjoy.
So that is, you know, one of the headlines has been that cryptocurrency, at least today, Bitcoin is rebounding a little bit from a really bad week that it had last week. And the volatility in cryptocurrency seems to be one of its main selling points. You know, it's exciting because you could buy something for pennies and then eventually, to use Dogecoin as an example, it goes to 64 cents and everybody thinks that's a, you know, that's an amazing thing, but then it's going to lose 25 cents the next day. And you're, you know, as long as you didn't sell, you're okay, but it's still a terrifying roller coaster.
Are people addicted to checking the value of their cryptocurrency because you can do it round the clock all, you know, every day? Is that part of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not uncommon to walk around and see someone with their phone refreshing their screen because they're checking the changing prices in their cryptocurrency. And Gary, you're completely right. You know, right now, Dogecoin was all the rage. What was it, like a couple days ago, really? And then Bitcoin, it was like, it's getting old now. Everyone knows about Bitcoin. Now we're moving on to the next new thing. But these currencies.
Oh, no. Elon Musk just took them off the air.
Plug from.
Did you see what happened there? Yeah.
How he did that.
He was like, I don't know if I like where this is going.
Chris, sorry about that little tech problem there. But you were saying that is one of the aspects of the allure of cryptocurrency is that you have an availability of just even checking where it is every single moment of every single day.
Yeah, it is something that's it's constantly updating, constantly changing. And the technology behind it is really interesting. It works off of something called the blockchain. And that we have not nearly enough time to go into details on how that works. But essentially, it's just a digital ledger system. And because it requires a decentralization, meaning that there's not one organization in charge of how this works, it's spread across multiple computers across the world. It essentially prevents fraud. And it's really difficult, almost impossible for someone to just fake that they have bitcoins. It's a unique system that allows people to make these transactions without any outside interference. And so that's what gives it its support and its structure. But also they've developed these coins that go along with them that are attached to these different platforms, these different blockchains. And so that's what these coins are built off of. But there's a lot of speculation, and I think that's a lot of what's causing this rapid rise, is that people are hoping to hop on whatever the next Bitcoin is going to be. Because if you would have bought, you know, a Bitcoin, you know, 10 years ago, these people are, you know, extremely wealthy now. And so everyone's hoping to be able to catch that next fad, that next item, the next coin that's going to expand and make them wealthy. And it's causing a lot of people to essentially gamble.
I see. So Bitcoin is kind of like Facebook. We're off of Facebook. We're into Instagram. Then we're into TikTok and the like, always looking for the new freshness.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like where everyone says, well, if I wish I would have invested in Amazon or Google or Apple years ago. Everyone's hoping to catch that next coin that could be the one that blows up like Bitcoin did. You're listening to this podcast because you want to make better decisions about your money. But one area of our finances that most of us neglect is what happens after we die. If you have children or pets, own property, or want to decide how you're cared for in a medical emergency, you need a will or a trust no matter how old you are. At trustandwill.com, for as little as $39, you can nominate guardians for your children, determine who gets your stuff, and plan for future medical care in as little as 15 minutes. And you get 10% off plus free shipping by visiting trustandwill.com/popcorn. Or just go and click the link in the show notes. Did you know that if you die without a will or trust, each state has its own set of rules for how your assets are handled? They'll actually go in and freeze all of your assets until every detail is sorted out, and then the courts get to decide who gets your money, and you have no say at that point. And so that's why it is so important to create a plan on your own terms. Trust and will documents are designed by estate planning experts and customized for the state you live in. And with live customer support 7 days a week, TrustandWill.com's team is available to answer any questions you have while setting up your plan. So to gain peace of mind and finally set up that will or trust you've been thinking about, head to TrustandWill.com/popcorn and get 10% off plus free shipping of your customized legal documents. Again, that's TrustandWill.com/popcorn.
There are a number of investment scams that go along with cryptocurrency. We're talking to Chris Browning, host of the Popcorn Finance podcast, who's kind of making it all palatable for us to understand this market and how things work. But like anything else, it is grounds for fraud and scamming.
Yeah, it's so true. There's so many, when there's opportunity for a new thing to come in and there's confusion around with our understanding of it, there's always someone who's looking to step in and cause some confusion and make a little bit of money off of this really unknown, really new situation here with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, we see a lot of scams targeting older people, maybe less savvy when it comes to, new technology and using technology to manage finances, and they'll get their bank accounts drained. But these cryptocurrency scams seem to be targeting younger people. Now, do you have any hard and fast rules in terms of keeping yourself out of a scam when you're trying to look for a place to invest?
Yeah. Number one, no one is going to call you or email you or message you on Instagram or TikTok to give you the opportunity to buy cryptocurrency. That's not how this works. Just like banks will not call you to offer you a checking account. That's typically not how these businesses are operating. You want to go to a traditional and a trusted source when it comes to this. So there's platforms that are already out there, such as Coinbase. They just had their IPO. There's Robinhood, of course. Everyone's familiar with them at this point, it feels like. You want to go somewhere that is specialized in selling and buying cryptocurrency, giving you the app, the market, the platform to do that, because scammers are going to come to you with very vague information, very enticing information, and that's how they can catch you off guard when something sounds too good to be true. Oftentimes it is.
Yeah, I was reading about how there are some sort of offers that begin with hot tips or secrets. Yeah. And we're not at a racetrack here, so don't listen to those tips because they'll likely lead you to a scam.
Yeah, exactly. You have to think to yourself, if this person has all of these hot tips, why are they wasting their time telling you when they could just be extremely wealthy and living on an island somewhere?
Excellent textbook rule right there.
Why do you have my email address? Shouldn't you be rich on an island?
Big thanks to Gary and Shannon over on KFI AM 640 out here in Southern California for having me on. And if you're not out here in the Southern California area, you can find their show over on the iHeartRadio app. And not to leave you all out, thanks again for joining me here for another episode. If you have a question or you just want to reach out and say hi, you can always reach out to me over on Instagram. Just look for Popcorn Finance Podcast. And if you've been enjoying the show, come on over and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. So as always, I appreciate you joining me here for another bag of popcorn. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.